It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On today's show, we're going to be focusing on water issues, and we're pleased to be joined in studio by a pair of guests from the Tuolumne Utilities District. We're joined by the newly hired General Manager, Ed Pattison, as well as the Public Relations Coordinator, Lisa Westbrook. So thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
And Mr. Pattison, this is our first time we've had you on Motherlode Views. So for people who aren't familiar with you, what is your background?
First of all, great to be here. Love Tuolumne County, and I love the West Slope Sierra, especially with the recent snowstorms we've been having. My background really is unique in the sense that I fell in love with water issues, water policy, the science and math behind analyzing water issues back in the days at University of California, Davis, and graduated with a hydrogeology degree and was able to go to work immediately in the water industry in private consulting, working with governmental agencies and companies managing water. And since that time, I've managed various irrigation districts, utilities, and then I fell into city management for a couple of terms, which also had water and sewer and stormwater utilities. So basically, I've been managing all aspects of water, sewer, stormwater for going on almost 30 years now. Opportunity popped up here at Tuolumne Utilities District. I had a colleague of mine call, ask if I was interested, started checking into it, became very familiar with the issues. I used to manage water in Calaveras County, so I was very familiar with Tuolumne County, Tuolumne Utilities District, and found it to be a good fit, expressed an interest, performed well, and I think everyone agreed that it's a good fit all around. And we're really working through the issues right now. We're running with it.
You mentioned Calaveras County. The other areas you've been, has it been primarily Northern California?
All Northern San Joaquin Valley.
So you probably have a good understanding of what the region is and the different issues?
I'm happy to answer any question. There's nothing new when it comes to water issues. They've been around for a century now.
You know, TUD, obviously a very kind of unique infrastructure and so forth. What are kind of your initial observations with the district?
Yeah, so Tuolumne County and Tuolumne Utilities District is very unique. We're dating back with systems of delivering water to the Gold Rush era. Very undervalued, beautiful, interesting, but at the same time, very labor intensive, very complex, very challenging to operate. Just a quick recent example with a snowstorm. We have to keep those ditches flowing. So when there's a lot of snow, ice, those ditches deliver water to, I think, over 11 water treatment plants. And so those ditches need to run 24/7, 365. It isn't just seasonal like the old days in the Gold Rush era. We got to keep those water treatment plants moving to keep everyone with reliable, safe, high-quality water. So very complex system. The other thing is we have 11 water treatment plants and 11 different communities that are served water through those. So we're looking at an optimization plan where we consolidate those treatment plants to two, where we have one upper regional treatment plant and then the Sonora Regional Water Treatment Plant. That would help eliminate some of this complexity and cost, but very complicated system, lots of pumping stations and then pressure to get it up to elevation, then pressure reducing valves to keep it from blowing up people's systems on the downstream side, old undersized pipes, burst at midnight, lots of call-outs. It's just very labor-intensive. And what the engineering staff and board has been working on is upgrading to modern-day standards and specs. But it's a long, arduous process to develop the time and money to be able to update the system. But that's, a work in progress.
Lisa Westbrook, Mr. Pattison mentioned the storm system that passed through this week. I know it's been on a lot of people's minds. I know you've been actively kind of monitoring that as well. What have been kind of some of the impacts so far?
Some of the impacts, BJ, have been, as Ed was mentioning, definitely walking the snow down through the ditch system. And that is a very long, tiring process in the very cold, frigid temperature. So our dedicated staff have been out there around the clock trying to keep those flows going. Also, a lot of power outages throughout Tuolumne County, not just our water treatment plants, various different lift stations as well with our wastewater department. So We are responding to those and trying to get those all flowing to the best of our abilities during this challenging time with the power outages. And then the other very significant issue that we have is when the temperatures fall below freezing, 20 degrees. We have a lot of people that were experiencing no water in their pipes, and that's because the pipes have frozen. So thank goodness we do have a few days of sunshine before the storms return again. We do have low snow predicted again. So if people have not taken the chance to winterize their home, there are wonderful tips on the TUD website of how to winterize your property to be prepared for those very cold, frigid temperatures.
And Ed Pattison, how is the snowpack looking this year when it comes to water supply?
I checked just this morning, BJ. You know, obviously there's a lot of snow up there, but for people that like numbers, we're at about 147% of average for this date and time. The South Fork Stanislaus River, which we derive our water supply from, is about 100,000 acre feet of on a normal year. We're predicting an average or a runoff of about 150,000 acre feet, assuming average conditions occur from now through the rest of the spring. So obviously it's looking very good for the state, but also for Tuolumne County.
Yeah, safe to say at Lyons and Pinecrest is going to be pretty full this year.
Yes, they will spill. It doesn't take too much. They're, as we talked ahead of this interview, they're very small reservoirs. It doesn't take too much runoff to for Pinecrest and Lyons to spill, so they will definitely spill.
Also want to ask you about capital improvement projects that are on the horizon. I know Phoenix Lakes is one of those that's been talked about for the past couple of years. That project and others, what are kind of the ones coming up?
Well, yeah, Phoenix Lake in progress. In fact, we have staff that's in Sacramento working with the Corps of Engineers on obtaining a permit for the sediment removal. That project is all about ensuring we have adequate storage in Phoenix, but also for reducing some of the turbidity and improving water quality for our regional water treatment plant that draws water from the Phoenix Lake. So that's ongoing. We're hoping to have that done within the next year or two. There are a number of other projects in our capital improvement plan, which was developed about 4 years ago?
In 2015.
In 2015, five-year capital improvement plan. We're working through that process. And a couple of recent accomplishments on that capital improvement plan, we call a CIP, is a 600,000-gallon steel tank at the Columbia Water Treatment Plant. Construct a new water main along Bourbon Street and North Shepherd Street in the city of Sonora. That project cost was approximately $250,000 and replaced an old cast iron water main from the 1930s. And it's a critical pipeline feeding the town of Sonora. So important project. We construct a new sewer pump station at the intersection of Damon Road and Parrott's Ferry. We lined over 2,000 feet of sewer main along the railroad tracks downstream of Sanguinetti Road in Sonora. There's been significant fuel reductions in the watershed along Tuolumne Main Canal, which is a collaborative effort between Pacific Gas and Electric, SPI, Forest Service, and the Fire Safe Council. I think I want to mention the $800,000 welded steel water storage tank that was finished in the Jamestown area. So a lot of projects just in the recent last year. There's quite a few upcoming. We're really trying to complete all those projects were identified in that five-year CIP. I'll just briefly mention, again, Phoenix Lake, we're still working on. Permits have really been holding that up, as you can imagine. But later this year, two more sewer pump stations on Saratoga Road, Cuesta Heights water system improvements. I mean, these things are hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. I think the five-year CIP identified $20 million in CIP projects. So I believe we're about 70% complete. The Phoenix is a big one. That's a multi-million dollar project. About half of that was grant funded, wasn't it, Lisa?
More than half was
more
grant
than half
from
was grant
the Tuolumne Stanislaus Integrated Regional Water Management Authority. Quite the mouthful. And regarding Phoenix Lake, originally in the concept plans, we estimated that we would start kind of starting the dredging process this summer, but that's going to be delayed because of the permitting. We did send a notification letter to the property owners along the Phoenix Lake area. They should have received that by now. And that information, including a conceptual map of the design elements that we're thinking about for this project, are on our TUD website as well. So the project right now, we're hoping to actually start this following year in 2020 once we get the design permits passed from the state.
Boy, I don't know how much more you want to know, BJ. I mean, there's a long list of projects here. We're excited to be conducting them and getting these improvements done. As I mentioned in our early introductory remarks, a lot of these systems are old and were developed in a different time when standards and specs weren't in place by developers that have come and gone. And then these systems were inherited by the Tuolumne Utilities District. And so it's a real work in progress to upgrade these facilities so that we don't lose, we have operational efficiencies. We're not experiencing overtime callouts at midnight. The water quality is good. The efficiencies are up and unaccounted for. Water is down. So, it's on the water and sewer side. So a lot going on.
We need to take a quick break. We'll pick up on that topic in just a second. We're pleased to be joined in studio this weekend by the new general manager for the Tuolumne Utilities District, Ed Pattison, as well as the public relations coordinator for TUD, Lisa Westbrook. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment coming up in just a minute.